Log Talk Radio.
Give power to the people, folks. Gotta give power to the people. Because a lot of stuff going on. I mean, depending on who you call the people, though. I think we need to define people, or the people, before we say that, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Because some people don't have power, and they have really totally abusing it. Destroying me. Hey brothers, how you doing? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I don't know what edition of the Brother for Real radio show this is, but every one of them has been exciting and rewarding for me. This is the Brother for Real radio show. You are talking to Joseph, Robert, Leon, and Curtis Gatewood. We try to talk about some stuff that matter, and some things we say may not matter to you anyway. But we try to keep it going. So that's why we encourage you to call in, share your opinions, so your opinions can mix with our opinions. And maybe we can get some stuff started that can really cause some difference in the community. I'd like to say again, welcome to the brothers. Thank you guys for chiming in tonight. The guest call-in number for us is 215-383-3872. Now, you can also listen live to the Brothers for Real radio show on www.brothersforreal.com, or you can just start clicking on these links that we're posting all over Facebook. And every time, brothers, I talk to some of my friends who you know, say they're interested in listening to the show, say they never know when it is. I don't know what else to do. So, brothers, maybe you guys can help me. I don't know what else to do. I mean, I can't knock on everybody's door.
You know what, Leon? Do this. Just tell them to go to brothersforreal.com. They don't have to guess. It's right there on the homepage.
I say that.
You say that, too?
I say that.
Dang, bro. I don't know.
You know?
And then they're going to say, once you say that, then they're going to say, well, what do you name, say the name of that website is?
that brother with a four or F-O-R?
You sound just like my friend. Joseph, you sounded just like one of my friends.
Yeah, I know. But you know, people find things they really want to find.
Absolutely.
No matter that, on the internet, pulling their hair out or beating each other to death, somehow they can find that. But I don't know, man.
Don't let them fight in Walmart. Get on there. Jesus.
Everybody.
They be calling me, man. You seen the fight in Walmart? No, man, I'm on the radio show right now. Don't call me right now, you know.
Hey, man, speaking of Walmart, you see had a shooting there yesterday.
In Walmart?
He said, yeah, brother. The brother did it this time. Man, I always say, please don't let it be black.
Please.
But it was a shooting. Well, one of the victims was black. One of the victims was the manager, and the other was the young black man that was killed. Was about 40 years old. He had been with Walmart for 16 years, and he was a department manager. And he was among the slain at this shooting yesterday, and was a disgruntled employee. And there was also a police officer that had a shootout with the assailant, and he was shot, but he had a bulletproof vest on. And so, but the guy that was did the shooting, he was shot also, so he's in hospital. But this gun problem, man, it's just out of hand. I was thinking the other day how I was watching the debates last night, and Mary Williamson and a few others they highlighted something that is just so obvious to anybody with just a common, just any sense of fairness and justice, is that you have the gun lobbyists, you have the military lobbyists, you have the banking industries, and if we were just a just society, there is so much money that to go around that nobody should have to work for less than $15 an hour. Nobody should be without health care. We know the underlying causes, but for people to support this and do nothing about it, it just says a lot about the country that we're in, and it really is very disturbing.
Very disturbing, man. I'm going to tell you something, right quick, guys. We're going to get to each other. We're going to do this round table thing in a minute. But we do have a guest on the line, and I want to talk about what's getting ready to happen with this project she's spearheading. Y'all remember Frank Richardson, Coach Richardson? If you remember Coach Richardson, you remember his lovely daughter named Kim Loretta Sawana Richardson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Kim.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Everybody knows Frank and the wife, Marlene?
Marlene, Frank Jr.
Lovely family.
All of them. Anyway, what's happening, guys? We're trying to send about 1,500 kids to the Universal Soul Circus in Charlotte on August the 29th. If I'm wrong, she'll straighten me out. So what we're trying to do is pull the village together.
Leon.
Yes, sir.
Did you say 15 or 1,500?
1,500.
Okay. All right. Just want to get
that's a lot. Well, that's lofty.
But
hey, man,
kids.
Set your goals. You know, shoot for the stars.
Are you gonna send the whole county?
Yes, sir. The whole first through fifth grade.
Okay. And Richmond
County,
too.
Y'all let me talk, man.
Go ahead. I mean, busloads.
32 busloads, brother.
I mean?
32 busloads. Yes, sir. We got it figured out. 32 busloads.
Lord, have mercy.
Where you going to get all these buses?
Won't that be pretty? She laughed. She woke
got
up
Kim
over there.
Kim said, Kim, them boys won't let Leon speak. She said, are they going to do that to me, too? Kim about to hang up.
You're not going to need 32 buses.
Yeah, that's what we just told you, 32 buses.
I said, you're not going to need that, man, if you're not going to send me 1,500. Or are you going to use them little short buses?
Well, might need some of them, too. Hey.
But check this out.
Hey, man,
Can I finish my intro?
Okay, that's right. So you're gonna use charter buses.
50 people per bus. About 50 people
charter,
per bus.
You're gonna use those charter buses.
Alright, you man.
May I finish the conversation?
We'll get into the details in a minute. Y'all in the weeds.
Kim.
47. Okay, that's 47 per bus.
Kim.
So yeah,
Loretta Sawana. Just start talking. These guys not gonna stop.
Here.
Just start talking.
How are you doing?
Hey,
right.
Kim.
Hey, Kim, how you doing? How you doing? This is Curtis.
I'm doing good.
Great to hear. Great
hey,
to
Curtis,
hear.
How are you?
This is Robert.
How are you?
All is well here. How's it going down there?
Oh, good.
Mrs. Joseph,
so,
you familiar with me?
Yes.
Kim, so y'all chat up and let her talk.
Hear me?
All right, we got you.
Hello?
We hear you.
We're quiet
we
now.
You.
We can hear you.
So, yes, we are trying to send 1,500 kids to the Universal Circus, and it's going to be sponsored in part by Radio 1 and the Universal Circus. So we're asking everybody to go to our Facebook page, Anson County Under the Big Top. You can go to Ticketmaster and go to Universal Circus and click on August 29th and use the code Anson to donate $10 to Barbara Check. Leon over at
Hollis,
so
yeah,
but we just need to get this done.
And what's the name of this place?
Huh?
What's the name of
this
place?
What's
the name of Soul Circus.
The Universal Circus.
The Universal Soul Circus.
Universal Soul Circus.
Right. It's a black circus.
Okay.
Yeah. Guys, I went to the circus this past week. It is. I came out of the circus. It just left D.C. on Sunday. Had the last show here Sunday. And I left there and called Leon Monday morning. I said, Leon, we've got to get those kids to this circus. This should be an experience for every child. And I bought 10 tickets. So I'm sending 10 kids to the circus.
He jumped on it. He jumped right on it. After he went to see the circus, Robert, we had to talk Robert into going to the circus.
Yeah, I was a little slow to go, but you know, once you get there,
and he enjoyed it.
Oh God, Kim, let me tell you,
he enjoyed it.
Everybody, man, woman, and child should go to this circus. I'm just telling you, every person, man, they should.
So when is it?
Yeah.
They should.
When
give
is
them the details,
it's
Kim.
It's at the Eastland Mall. August 21st through September 2nd, it's going to be here in Charlotte at the old Eastland Mall parking lot. It's going to be awesome.
August the 21st.
We're going on August the 29th, right, Kim?
Anson Under the Big Top, we're encouraging donations so that we can take our kids on the 29th for the 10:30 a.m. show.
Okay.
10:30 a.m. show, and we're going to be there in full force, Anson County, Under the Big Top. Gatewood Financial in Charlotte, North Carolina, we'd like to challenge you to send at least 20 kids.
Well,
Yes, Joseph.
Get off the floor, Joseph. Get up. Get off the floor.
You can count on me for 20 kids.
Yeah, hey, right. Kim, stop laughing. You hear what he said? He said you can count on him for 20 kids.
I heard it.
Wow.
Hold on. Check bid.
No.
Kim, you know where his office is? Hey,
yes,
Kim.
Yes, I do. I know where it is.
McCulloch Drive. That's right. Go right there.
I
pick
said
it up.
Check bid. You know, your friends say,
"What time would the check be ready?"
Huh?
What time would
the check
be
ready?
Yeah.
It is. Be ready as soon as you get here.
I can just
do it like pay it on the PayPal thing, whatever would y'all be.
I pay it on the GoFundMe, yes sir.
Go find me, Joe.
I sent you the link
Go on GoFundMe, and you can put a nice comment on why you felt compelled to do it. You know, give the kids a little pick me up, and you know, it's a nice little thing to let people know that you contributed. So I think you should do it on the GoFundMe.
Oh, that'd be some
right.
Advertising.
I think so.
That's right. That's good public.
Oh,
good
PR
too.
Okay.
You're clipping out, Kim.
Oh, okay.
You're clipping out, Kim. You must be driving.
I am.
Yeah, you
Kim's flying,
out.
Too. I believe Kim flying over there. I can hear the wind blowing up against the car.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
we were great.
Oh, I'm mad now.
Okay, so, I said that we'll have sponsor shout outs from the radio station as well, so you know, we're definitely gonna get Gatewood Financial out there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You there, Joe?
Yep, I just hope it turns into some business.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
We certainly hope so. We
yeah,
can only
doing
hope.
This.
Thank you all for having me. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you for showing up
Thank
here.
You.
We appreciate what you're doing for our kids, and we're just going to make this one of the biggest things ever happen. We're going to keep pushing it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I will continue
bless you.
To listen. You guys have a good evening.
Hey, and Kim,
be
thank you for
to
what
slow
you're
down
doing. Thank you for your contribution as well. And this is a great, great, great cause for you to get involved in, and we appreciate your contribution.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right.
Thank okay. You. God bless you. Okay, boys, listen up right quick. Listen up, Radio Land, right quick. We need you to go to the Brothers for Real Radio Show link right now. Click on the Brothers for Real Radio Show, the Village link, and that'll take you straight to the GoFundMe page where you can make your donation and send some kids to the Universe Soul Circus. That's right. That's right, guys. So here's what we're going to do right quick, guys. Take a quick break, Robert. Just a quick, small, quick break. And we're going to be right back talking. We need to talk to Curtis Gatewood about what happened down here at the Hollow Center this past Sunday. Man, you just had to be here to believe it. Number to call in is 215-383-3872. We hope to hear some more from you. Back. People texting me, asking me where is the link to make the donation to the Anson County under the Big Top. I'm sending links out as we speak. If you ask me, look on your phone. There's a link in your phone right now. In your messenger, your Facebook messenger. It's in there right now. So if you want to make a donation, we appreciate it. We're on it, man. We're going to make this thing happen. We're going to make some cheering happy, man. God, that just makes you feel so good when you
make them cheering
happy.
Make them cheering happy.
Man, ain't that
cheering.
A beautiful feeling? Man.
Hey,
man,
I shared it on my Facebook page, and some lady went in and liked it, and she made a buy. I think she may have come from my link because she liked the link. And then about 5 minutes after that, I saw I went in and saw a purchase from, I don't know what the name it was. But anyway, I thought it was, when we share it also, that's just a good thing, too, to do. That's a good way to get more people involved. So it looks like you're up to 65 kids. You're sending to the, you're up to 65 kids so far.
Well, it's a 65, and that's just what's on the GoFundMe link. We
had
the Ellaby family. Yeah, we had the Ellaby family, Tim Ellaby, Brian Ellaby, and Mr. Melton Ellaby. Those good guys, man, they made a $500 donation, so they're sending 50 kids.
Wow.
We got Mr. Michael McLeod, who used to be the principal of the high school here in Anson County. He's sending 20 kids.
Wow.
Got Mr. Sam Cash. He called me today, told me he's going to bring me a check. I'm just excited to know what his check going to look like because those guys don't play. So,
he might send the whole 15, man. Might send the whole 1500.
He might. He just might do it, brother. He that kind of brother. I ain't trying to put no pressure on the brother, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so it's amazing, man, what people will do. And, you know, we move a little slow sometimes, you know, because we want to kind of see what other people going to do. I understand that.
And I want to say this, too. I say, you know, sometimes people, if you can't give financially, some people you can do other things, too. You know, you can support the kids in other ways, do other things to help share, help spread the word. So
right.
there's more to this than people that have deep pockets. So I say everybody
exactly.
can help in some. And that's not just with the big tent, but in general. So I
appreciate you saying that, because that is so
true. I never like to make it the people that have it against the ones that can't do it, because some of the people that
right.
can't do it are every bit as committed, but they just might not have it right now. So I would say whenever I make a contribution, I'm giving also for those that can't give.
I do appreciate you saying that, because that is so true. There are so many ways to show your philanthropy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
There's so
yes.
many ways to show it. And money is just kind of like one of them, you know. So
amen, bro.
You can
amen, brother.
Help, you know, spread the word, share the link, you know. There's all kind of ways to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Brother For Real Radio Show. The number to call in is 215-383-3872. Don't forget to go to the Anson County under the big top link on Facebook. You can just search it. It'll pop right up, Anson County under the big top. We're getting ready to try to send 1,500 kids to the Universal Circus. And as Robert just said, it's one of the most exciting things that happened to him, and he's about 70 years old. Isn't that cool?
Hey, watch it, bro. Watch it, man. Watch it. I am only 35, excuse me.
Okay, Chris, how you doing, man?
Hey, brother, can you hear me, man?
Hey.
Yes, sir. We can't hear you like we like to, but we can hear you. We
get
like
well
to hear you better than that.
I'm probably going to get a little better than that. Hold on.
We're depending on it.
Yeah, but go right ahead, because the reason why I'm sound a little funny, I'm trying to get an address for you guys. Because
oh,
on the 28th, yeah.
Scared of that,
wait minute,
man.
not a speech.
Sound like you're trying to get into it. Sound like you said you were trying to get into a dress.
Get on a dress.
No, address. Wait a minute now. Hold up, boys.
That's what it sounds like, I'm telling you. Because Leon and I heard the same thing.
Well, we cleared this up, man.
Not that
man,
anything wrong with that. Not that anything wrong with that. I
yes,
just
it is.
Clear, but that's what it sounded like.
Address.
Okay.
I'm trying to get an right. address to invite gotcha. You guys to a particular event which is going to take place on August 28th, near the time you guys are going to be, will be doing the great work that you guys are doing, the great work with the Universal Circus. Hold on 1 minute, please. Okay, yeah, so let me try to take you off speaker. Yeah, but I'll just say stay posted because what's going to happen is we'll talk again, hopefully, as we get closer to the event. But on August 28th, that will be, of course, the second anniversary of the Stop Killing Us Solutions campaign. It will be our third time coming to the Washington, D.C. area. And we're going to, you know, we had our kickoff in Washington, the Stop Killing Us, also known as SKU.
I remember that.
Right. Thank you, Robert. And we do appreciate Robert Gatewood certainly played a major role in our kickoff. And so we'll be having our third appearance in the D.C. area. I think our event's going to take place, though, in Maryland. I have an address for that, but I don't have it on ready right now. So I'll get it to you guys between now and that time. And plus, hopefully we'll get it on the website of Gate Brothers For Real and everywhere we can get it. because we're dealing with the issue Leon talked about earlier when we went to the Holler Center. We really almost were brought to tears because one of the young presenters Leon had, a very special young lady. It looked like she might be of Arab American descent. I'm not sure, Leon.
But, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Looked like she could be Arab American. Very articulate. I think her last name is Ali. I don't remember her first name right off. But
Zoha.
15-year, I think she's a 15-year-old, will be going to the ninth grade in Anson County. And she's one of the most eloquent speakers I've heard in a while. And she also has the gift of being poetic with some of her presentation as well. Some of what we kind of have a little bit of that in common. But I was shocked because Leon, with the Holler, the great Holler organization, which Leon and Holler really should be highly commended on Sunday. They had a great yes. Was a great day on Sunday. I was just proud that Justice Administration stopped killing us school. I was glad that we could be a part of the great things that Holler and the Holler team and Morgan and the great people there who are supporting Justice Administration and Stop Killing Us. It was just a great day. And Leon and the Holler Center, they gave out, I think it was about 3 scholarships. And this young lady just happened to be one of the presenters because I guess she was an essay winner for the MLK essay contest, from what I understand.
Yeah, the Martin King oratorical contest at Anson
right.
Middle School. She was the winner.
Right. So the little Ali. She gave a presentation. First, she gave us an example of why she was the winner, because she made it very clear. She ran it down, a very strong message, justice-oriented message. And then Leon said, well, she has a presentation that she's going to make. And so I said, okay. So I was sitting there just looking to hear the presentation, not knowing what it would be. I don't think anyone knew what it was going to be on. And she gave a presentation about school, Stop Killing Us.
What?
And she talked about, I mean, she just laid out reasons why people should be a part of school. She talked about the wisdom. She talked about the nonviolence. The only time they use their fist is when they raise it up for unity. She talked about how it was necessary for people to come together and speak out, speak loud, speak boldly. She talked about how she gave examples of police misconduct and some of she talked about Sandra Bland. She talked about other victims of police misconduct, and she talked about why it was necessary to be a part of Stop Killing Us. She had her handmade props, the school seal she drew with her hand. It was just unbelievable. And she had the young men standing behind her, holding up her homemade or her handmade props. It was a dynamic presentation. I mean, she said it better than I could ever say it. And so.
And Curtis, you didn't know this young lady before that day?
Never, I've never seen her before. Never heard of her. Didn't even know she had won the essay. This is my first time coming, and I'm just saying you don't know what your young people are watching or what they are observing when you're doing work, and that's what knocked us off. Because Kimberly Harrington and Leon, they were all asking, "Did you know she was gonna do this?" I was like, "I had no idea," but she gave a very strong presentation. Like I said, drew the little stop sign, the school stop sign that we use. They even took their time to draw the police's badge and talk about how the police's misconduct has led to the need for us in this generation to stand up and be a part of the Stop Killing Us movement. And like I said, I'm hoping that she will be one of our student representatives across the country because mm-hmm. she did it very well. Like I said, no one asked her to. I know people are being paid to do things that are not doing it that well. And for her to be a 15-year-old with that level of consciousness and that ability and that charisma, our future's in good hands.
Curtis, let me throw something in here, and this is for all the brothers or anybody who's listening. Is when you're out here doing things, doing good things, and you're on a purpose and a mission, you don't do it for accolades or for the glory. You do it because it's right. And if you do this,
right.
do that, you never know who you're going to affect. People are affected. They don't always manifest themselves like this young lady did, where you had to get to
right.
see her in the flesh. But for every person that you see, there's another 10 to 15 that don't show up. They just go forward being affected and moved by your actions and your deeds. And that's why we have to be on our best behavior as far as projecting these images and doing things that are right, things that are just. And we will affect people. We will change lives. We only hear the news about the people that didn't get the message or the one that went out and did something crazy. There are no
right.
statistics that I know of that say that, like the young lady that showed up or the one that didn't show up, but actually lives were turned around. So we just have to do it because it's right and just feel and know in our heart that we're making an impact.
And let the chip fall where they may. And God
Amen,
is good.
Brother.
And thank you so much. And again, in Leon's forum, again, that helped to make it possible because what we did, and another thing that I'm glad we did, is most people know, and I hope there's some people from the Anson County area who are listening. You usually have a pretty good listening block from Anson County, is that they know that now Justice Administration, also, you know, a part of the Stop Killing Us movement, we have a monthly meeting at the Hollis Center we have a couple of monthly meetings. The one in the Morven area is on the third Sunday. We have a similar meeting in Durham on the second Sunday. So what we did, instead of having our monthly meeting as we normally would, which would have been the Sunday before the one we just had, Leon and I spoke, and we just said, well, you know, he recommended that we collaborate and just have, instead of me doing the one on the third Sunday, they already had planned to do the scholarships on the fourth Sunday, that I just allowed my meeting to also be a part of what they were going to do anyway. And so mm-hmm. that type of flexibility, freedom, and collaboration also was exemplary in how people should work together and not compete, but allow whatever little resources you do have or whatever vision you might have, allow it to manifest itself in a way where it yields to other great things and other great movements and other great people. And as a result, we were knocked off our feet. We were like, wow. And I was just going to basically sit back and just let Leon and the group have it. You know, he asked me to say a few words. I tried to make sure they were minimal, and let the youth do their thing. And I did not even expect anything about Stop Killing Us and all that to be said. And she brought the presentation right to, you know, brought it all home and knocked it out of the park. I was like, whoa. So to God be the glory, and again, God be the glory to Harlem. Thank you, Leon, and everybody that you have at work.
Well, man, look, we appreciate you being there. Yeah, we appreciate you being there, man. And like you say, we're very impressed with the young lady. And well, so impressive about her, as well as, you know, what she was impressed by, is that she was in this oratorical contest 2 years in a row, the Anson Middle School Martin Luther King Oratorical Contest. First year, she got first place. Well, first runner up. And she was very disappointed by that. Her dad was disappointed by it. Her dad was a little more disappointed than she was. But her dad told me Sunday that his daughter talked him down. So, look, Dad, I'm going to just do better next year. And she came back and really blew it away. I mean, how What more can you ask from a young person? And I'm telling people now, it's going to take the young folks to save us from the foolishness. Trust me. Because they seem to be more level-headed, the ones that we can get to before the rap music messes them up. Those guys are really pulling this thing together, man. I work with young people all day, every day, that just impress me by their, you know, maturity, their ambition, and just how they seem to be looking at life in a better way than we imagine that they are. It's just amazing to me to see where young people are going.
Leon, I think another thing that people need to know that, you know, and you guys know, I spent about 10 years working in early childhood education.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found during that period is I think, if I'm not mistaken, I learned more from them than they learned from me.
Mm-hmm.
If adults would just watch and pay attention to children before they are corrupted by some of the adults, amen, we will really learn something. And Jesus could not have said it better when he said, they shall be the greatest in the kingdom, because they do not come with these hidden agendas. They do not come with these egos. They do not come with this arrogance, knowing it all mess. And they will, even if you do something that might offend them unknowingly, they will forgive you and love you the next minute, you know? And there's just so much that adults should learn from children. And that, like I said, they come real. And when Jesus talked about the good shepherd and all that, and how they would know the voice of the good shepherd, because they would know that person is real. That person is not there faking, and they're on their own agenda rather than the agenda for the benefit of all humanity or what is best for love and justice. They will know the good shepherd. And it's my effort, my endeavor to try to exemplify what the good shepherd would exemplify, being known to be real and being known to care, because young people can pick it up and they will know more than you think they will, because the reason why they will know is because they are real.
That's right. Robert.
Yes, sir.
We're going to take another quick break. And when we come back now, Joseph, we need to talk to you about this convention you guys have coming to Charlotte next August.
What convention?
The Republican convention. The Trump reelection party.
How afraid you were talking about that?
I figured you were. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call is, you listen to the Brothers for Real Radio Show, the number to call is 215-383-3872. Please call in. The brothers love talking and listening to each other, but we would love to hear from you sometime every now and then. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about the Republican convention that's coming up in Charlotte next year. Charlotte, understand, is already regretting. We'll be back.
Oh yeah, spotlight on the street now. Sing it back.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Let me say this right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Brothers for Real radio show. Please log in to www.brothersforreal.com and click on the Listen Live link, and you can listen to us live right now without holding your phone to your ear. Also, you can call 215-383-3872 to join in our conversation. We have a very delightful conversation going on this evening. We have Minister Curtis E. Gatewood. We've had Ms. Kim Richardson-Nesbitt. And now we're going to talk to Joseph Gatewood in just a minute. But I think we have Ms. Kimberly Harrington on the line with Livingstone College. And since she is, and if she's still listening, we can get an update on what's going on at Livingstone College right now. Ms. Harrington, are you listening?
Hey, Kim. Yes, I am. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Kim. Always happy to have you, Ms. Harrington. How's it going?
Thank you. Everything's going well. We're ending our bridge program this week on Friday.
Stop right there. What's a bridge program?
Yeah.
Bridge program is an opportunity to give those students who may not have been prepared academically to go to college. The bridge program is like a boot camp. It's a 6-week program where we kind of whip them back into shape. They go to classes. They're tested at the beginning and then they're tested at the end. If they complete the program, we enroll them as provisional students in the fall. And generally, most of them complete the program.
Stop right there. What's a provisional student?
A provisional student means they're a freshman, but based on their academic performance their first year, they have some qualifiers to meet because they came in as a bridge student. But a lot of our bridge students are exemplary students. A lot of our bridge students end up being Mr. or Miss Livingstone. They end up graduating and having wonderful careers. They end up being leaders throughout their school years. So they come in. A lot of times with the expectation to prove everybody else wrong because they've been given this second chance. A lot of times they've been denied by other colleges, and we take them in and they excel through this program.
Wow. Right. So the bridge program is like a second chance, so to speak.
The bridge program is free. It is free to the student, basically free. They have a nominal fee to pay for housing, but it's a free program that President Dr. Jenkins started when he came in 2006. And we're one of the HBCUs in the country, not the country, I'm sorry, the state that has this program. Not every HBCU has this program.
That's correct. Hmm. Kimberly.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Kimberly?
Yes.
Yes. I want to say that I'm so glad that Livingstone has this program because I'm aware of there was a similar program at North Carolina Central University. I'm not sure if it's still there, but I do know it was critical. A person that I'm very close to entered through such a program, ended up graduating with honors. So I can assure you it gives certain people an opportunity that would not have otherwise had it. But when they do, some of these students get this opportunity, they become some of the best students. But had they gone through the traditional process, they would have been eliminated. So it was just a great thing that you guys have this going on, and I applaud it wholeheartedly.
Thank you very much. We have a lot of students come in with less than a 2.0 GPA. And by the time they graduate, a lot of times they're 3.7 and above. And we just had a very student a couple of years ago who graduated. She finished in 3 years with a 3.7.
So the graduation
is this Friday. Today they took a field trip to Carowind. And while I'm on the line, a lot of these students need help to become full-time students. They have some financial constraints. And we get a lot of donations from people who have sponsored their housing fees. And I just like to say that HALA has been one of those organizations this week that helped two students enroll in school at Livingstone College.
Amen.
There you go.
That's it.
Who slipped and did that? You're welcome. I got to have a conversation with somebody.
Another beautiful thing that's happening. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that that is also a testament to the flawed system in how it eliminates all the standardized tests and other things that would traditionally eliminate talent had it not been for those types of programs. It shows you how there are serious flaws with the current system that would have eliminated these individuals. You see what I'm saying? Because if we just depended on the traditional system and the standardized testing system, it would have eliminated people who could probably end up becoming some of our best and brightest contributors to society. So I'm just saying, it not only is it necessary to have those types of programs, especially in HBCU, because a lot of the standardized systems are often would eliminate African Americans who might have struggled due to systemic problems and not their academic personal issues that they might have. Okay, I
had
to
exactly
say that.
Right. No, and you're
okay.
Exactly right. And this program targets those students.
Right.
I was also going to say that we're gearing up for this Friday. We're having our football kickoff luncheon, which is 11:30 on Friday at the Livingstone Hotel. And so we're hoping we're going to have a better football season this year. But also homecoming, I wanted to touch on that. You can get your hotel reservations now, and we have an exciting lineup. I can't say we can announce the major act, but it's going to be something you haven't seen at Livingstone in the past couple of years since I've been there. So our radio station manager, Keith Anderson, is really working hard. He's the entertainment head of the entertainment committee for Homecoming, and he's working very hard to bring some interesting artists to our campus. So that needs to be announced real soon.
Kimberly, I will go ahead and give you permission tonight to tell everybody the Gatewood Brothers will be at homecoming.
go ahead and let it out the bag.
I hope it don't conflict with NCCU homecoming.
Do you have a date yet, Kimberly?
Yeah.
Do you have a date for the homecoming yet?
Yes, our homecoming is November 2nd.
November 2nd. Joseph,
you don't have to keep it a secret.
Joseph, do you know when your homecoming is?
Ours is November 9th, so y'all.
Man,
y'all
you're going to be cold.
Before us, that's good.
Aren't they
going to be cold?
Yeah, November 9th is our commemorative classic, which celebrates, you know, the birthplace of black college football.
Wow.
Kind of late homecomings, you're right. That's cool stuff.
Yeah.
Let's say this right quick, guys. Thank you, Kimberly. We're always happy to have you online with us and giving us update on our alma mater. Perhaps Joseph will get somebody to update him on his alma mater one day soon. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, he's been listening to an update.
I'm on top of my alma mater.
You've been listening to Live Pebbles from Kimberly Harrington on Livingstone College. Thank you so very much, Kimberly.
The bluebells had to clip the wings off that eagle, but go right ahead.
Bit them off.
Well, let me just say this before I go. Our radio station is really growing in listenership, so you can listen to it online. It's WLJZ. FM 107.1. So if you
want to
keep up with what's happening at Livingstone, tune into our radio station.
All right. Yeah,
that's what you're calling the line. You're on a radio station, a radio show advertising another radio show. We don't do that.
It's an educational radio station.
Okay.
So y'all have a big debate coming on in about 10 minutes. Y'all know that, right? You got a big debate coming on in about 10 minutes.
Democratic
Party debate.
Well,
Biden putting on his armor, getting ready for Kamala to come back at him.
He's going to be double-teamed this time because he's going to have Kamala on one side and he got Cory Booker on the other side.
Man, he got his armor on tonight. I know that.
Yeah, they're going to be coming at him, but.
Well, you know how that is. Joseph?
Yes, sir.
Joseph?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about this briefly. I know that the Republican convention is coming to Charlotte. I just read this little blurb on HuffingtonPost.com where it said that Charlotte is already regretting hosting this party. Now, one of the reasons, of course, because they're expecting so many protesters to be in Charlotte. And they, they're expecting more protesters than convention
goers. Leave the light on for me, Joseph. I probably have to be up there with protesters.
I'll be one of them out there. But.
They'll be stretched all the way down to your office anyway, protesting. You just stand outside the office.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of protests, of course. And you know, conventions, political conventions have always drawn protesters just like this. Just like when the Democratic convention was here, they drew protesters, but I'm sure with Trump.
This is going to be special, brother.
Being what
multiply that times 1,000.
That's going to be very exciting. But Charlotte is pretty adept at, you know, hosting major conventions such as this. Because keep in mind, you know, the Democrats were here in 2012. And the biggest thing is they brought about $163 million to the city. And Charlotte.
They all spent it all in police, though. All the police got all that money.
Well, but they've gotten a $50 million grant, you know, from the federal government to help with security. So Charlotte won't be bearing all of that, you know, all of that burden.
Well, boys, we need to go in the security business. Let's start a security business, right?
Yeah, that would be a good thing to look into. But I don't know whether with this Republican thing, that might not be a good one to practice on. You might already need it.
This would not be my
experience.
First.
But, you know, keep in mind, you know, like I said, in Charlotte, you know, we pretty adapted to bringing these big conventions. Of course, you know, we've been bringing the CIAA here every year, NASCAR. Of course, like I said, the Democrats were here in 2012. Of course, this past year we hosted the NBA All-Star Game. Anytime they bring a lot of revenue, puts a lot of stress on the hotel accommodations. But Charlotte is becoming, you know, more and more place to come to because Charlotte is one of few cities that have hosted, both major conventions within 10 years. You know, there are only a few other cities in the country that can say that.
I know, right? That's pretty big, man. That's huge.
That's really big
to be able to, you know, to be that, you know, popular or whatever.
Get ready to check in on McFadden because I know McFadden, y'all, sheriff, Joseph. I know him personally. I know Gary McFadden, your sheriff. I know him personally.
Right.
Yeah, so he probably have his hands full.
Yeah, and
his hands are going to be really full.
And if we're gonna be in a better position to accommodate this convention, cause I'm sure you all, since you've been coming to Charlotte for the CIAA, you've seen all the construction going up and hotels and things of that nature. Since 2012, when the Democrats are here, we've increased our room inventory by 25%. So Charlotte is ready, right? And Charlotte is one of the fastest growing cities in the nation because right now we got about 60 people a day moving to Charlotte. And if you look at that over like
a
10 years, Yeah, you look at that over a 10-year span, that's about a city the size of Greensboro in the next 10 years coming to Charlotte, if that trend continues. And I'm sure when the Republicans and the Democrats look at those statistics, that's one of the things that draw them to Charlotte.
Well, every one of the convention goers, they asked them, very worried about the protesters. And the convention goer just said, well, we're not worried about it too much because where they're going to stay, because we've already booked up all the rooms. So where the protesters going to stay, they don't realize y'all have 60 people a day coming in to live there, so there will be plenty of protesters living there.
Well, you know, people out protesting, they ain't worried about nowhere to stay. They'll sleep out there in front of the
nurse. They'll sleep in the carts anywhere. You're exactly right.
But
I'm going to end this show on a... Exactly. Brother, I'm going to end this show on a good note. The Queen came to town the other day. Queen Mother. Our Queen came to town, came to Waynesboro, man. It was really exciting. I mean, I was just excited. I left work telling everybody the Queen is coming to town. And they were looking at me like, ooh, Queen Elizabeth, you know. I'm like, no, Queen Geneva is coming to town. So Mom, and she came in on the motorcade, came in on the limousine, class big Cadillac, and they popped the back door open, and Mama Kane got out, man, and it was just a beautiful sight. God, it was pretty. And Mom was in her glory. She was talking loud and full of energy, and of course she was the star of that show, just like she's the star of most shows that she show up at. And she got a good health report. And like I was telling somebody the other day, yeah, man, like I was telling somebody the other day, the only thing we're worried about is who going to be left behind to take care of Mama. All right, Mama, the way Mother's going.
Mama going to outlive us all.
She's going to outlive us all, man. Who going to be left behind to take care of Mama?
That's sweet, man. That's sweet.
Yeah, the
great man. Great family taking care of Mom. I can't say enough about that.
You're glad Cecil and Evelyn came down with her, and Daniel, myself, and Lillian were there.
They went where? Leon, they came where?
She came down to the hospital. Came down to the Anson County Hospital to see her doctor just to get a checkup. You know, to kind of renew her meds and stuff like that.
Right.
It was just a beautiful moment, man. I'm still feeling it.
Wow.
Still feeling it. Didn't mean to get you boys quiet, but yeah. It was a beautiful thing, man. It was a beautiful thing. What we're going to try to do, Robert, got a show coming up. I've been talking to some people. We're going to talk more about financial health of our community. We're going to talk more about the mental health of our community, because those are two things we need to talk more about.
Right.
We need to talk more about those issues. People are, a lot of this stuff is being swept under the rug. Of course,
those are
two things you don't want to talk about if it's not healthy in your home. You don't want to talk about mental health if it's not healthy, if it's unhealthy. You don't want to talk about your financial health if it's unhealthy. So those are some things we really need to talk more about, and get some. Robert, I've been listening to your radio shows. You got some powerful stuff going on, man. More people, you know, I try to share it every time I think about it. I try to share your shows every time I think about it because there's so much powerful, free advice that people are getting from your show.
You know, the last one, we had our homegirl, Loretta Clark, from born in Waynesboro.
Right.
She was talking about gold and how people just started putting some gold away, and you don't have to go buy a big gold bar. So she was talking about gold. We had a guy talking about how to get out of debt and reduce your student loans. And I was talking about, because in our community, home ownership has gone down to 40.6, which is the lowest in 50 years since 1968, since the Fair Housing Act was enacted. So we're going in the wrong direction. Now, that's compared to 73.1% of home ownership among whites. So that gap is problematic for me. So we talked about that, and we talked about how starting a business and doing other things that we can do to help save these homes and telling people to stop selling grandma's house and start leveraging that home instead of selling it to the first Joe Blow that comes along. So information like that, we just need to keep feeding our community. So I appreciate your sharing it, and you keep doing that. I'm just going to keep doing what I do.
That's it, man. Brother, we're out of time, man. It's been live. It's been beautiful. Thank you, Kim Richardson Nesbitt, for joining us today, talking about Anson County under the Big Top. That's going to be August 29th.
Great hearing both.
Thank you, Joseph. Thank you, Curtis. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Kimberly Harrington, for joining us to talk about Livingstone College and what's going on. And like I say, Joseph, we'll get somebody here to talk about NCCU very soon. All right.
Talk about NCCU.
We're going to get somebody here to talk about it soon. Help us. Put your voices together, ladies and gentlemen. We got to sing the song so loud and so clear. All right. We out of here, man. You brothers have a good night, man. I got to run to make. Talk to you later.
All right, guys, let's go check out this debate. Good show, guys.